neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We practice on a daily basis Parshat B'Shalach. The Shira starts as Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. The Gemara questions. Yashir means later on, in future thing. Yashir, that means later on. Exactly. So it actually, the Shira, the song, should have been stated as Sharu, in the past. But it says as Yashir. So here, the Gemara learns that how do you know that the Metim, the dead, will rise from here? So we have Techiat HaMetim from the Torah. This is the source. That the time would come that all the dead people will rise, and then they will say Shira. And this is the proof. Instead of saying as Sharu, it says as
Yashir.
Amen. Yes, very soon. So you say, we see, who witness the Techiyat HaMetim, that Avot HaKedushim, Tzaddikim, see, they rise, and then they're going to sing the 10th song, because we have had 9 songs already. So the 10th one is the time of Mashiach.
No,
we're going to sing all together. Yeah. So the Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Ba'atlat, Zochuto Maren Aleinu, Rabbi explains that there's a part in the body, there's a bone, that the rise of the dead will take place. It's called luz. It's in the back of your neck, in the little bone that never decays. And it only nourishes from Seudah Revi'it. That means after Shabbat, the fourth Seudah that you will have, then this bone will be energized for Techiyat HaMetim. So that means the fourth meal after Shabbat. That when Shabbat finishes, they call it Seudat Malaveh Malka. So this bone from the food of the week has no benefit. The only meal that will benefit this bone is Seudah Revi'it. It's a very, very important Seudah. It's brought that whoever that does not observe Seudah Revi'it, then Seudah Shlishit will not be credited. So that means the only way you will be credited for the Seudah Shlishit, when you have Seudah Revi'it, by having bread and a special food just for Seudah Revi'it. So now here we learn that how you know Techiyat HaMetim, the Met, the dead people rise from here. It says, as Yashir, not Sharu. So now Rashi HaKadosh explains that when they went through the night, then it says, Allah Belibam, to say Shira. When they saw the nest, it says, their heart turned to sing. What does it mean that the heart turned to sing? So now here, when we say Techiyat HaMetim, so what does it mean, Techiyat HaMetim? There's one, Techiyat HaMetim is physical. The dead people rise. There are other type of dead people. What are other types of dead people? That, for example, it says in the Gemara, whoever that he says his tefillah over speed, 100 miles an hour, without kavanah, it will consider as body without soul. What is body without a soul?
Dead.
It's not alive, right? So now here, there's other type of variety of dead people, such as achmu. You know what achmu is? No? Sour face. You don't know Persian? So now here it says that from here we have a source from the Torah for Techiyat HaMetim. What does it mean? It says when they saw the miracle, then their heart was turned to force it to say Shira. What does it mean? So let's say you want to buy a car. How many choices do you have? Many.
Many.
Right. Or let's say, God forbid, you are invited to a Moroccan family to have meal. So after the meal, you have to say, we can't go mail. Spicy.
Greasy.
Spicy. Very hot. So now, the host says, please try it. Would you try it?
If I want to become Indian, you try it.
Now you try it. You want to buy a car, you have a choice, right? You make a choice. You want to buy a suit, they have 3 buttons, 4 buttons, and others. So you have a choice. So now, people give themselves a choice to be happy or not happy. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
They don't give them a choice. This is not their choice.
Your choice to pick. No?
I know. But the point of the matter here is that people, they say, have nothing to be happy about. So now here, it's very beautiful, because it says that they told their heart, you have to be happy. So that means the whole point that they sang because...
the heart was happy.
No. They made their heart to sing. That's what Rashi is teaching us. They could have just looked at it and go on.
That's what I don't understand. What does it mean they made their heart to sing?
So exactly as I explained. Yes, that means you give yourself a choice to be happy or not happy. What does it mean? That means nobody in the world can make you happy. Nothing in the world can make you happy unless
you make yourself happy.
You decide to become happy. So that means you can have everything in life. You can be given everything in life. All the money, all the kabod, all the name, the fame, but still you're not happy. Why? Because you want more. Because you're not satisfied, you're not pleased. So that means the only one that make you happy is the decision that you make, so I have to be happy. And then when you learn that you have a choice to be happy, even little thing in the life can make you happy. But if you don't have this decision that to make yourself happy, no matter what you have, they give you everything in the world, you're not happy. And that's what the beautiful point here is. Allah Elibam. That means they told their heart, you have to be happy. And they sang. And it's a very beautiful quote here. Shira, the otiyot of the Shira, Shin Yud Resh Hei. If you just replace the letters, move the letters, you get Hayashar. What does Hayashar mean?
Straight.
So what does it mean? That means there is a technique, there's a patent in life that you can make everything straight and get the crookedness out of it. When you become happy and when you sing, everything becomes straight. So that's what Shira, the same letter that Shira is written, you get Hayashar.
Hayashar.
Hayashar. Straight.
Hayashan.
Yashar.
Yashar.
Yeah. Hayashar. Yes. Persian they call it Mostaqim. Right. So that means by singing, that means you have such a faith to Ribbono Shel Olam that whatever he does to you, he's just. Chas v'Shalom is not unfair to you. So then, by having such a faith to Ribbono Shel Olam, he makes everything straight for you. Hashem is Zakeinu to be able to tell our heart to keep staying happy.
Amen.
And without Hashem, we keep singing and everything be straight. Without Hashem, and Iskebe Yeshuot B'Sulot Tovot V'Karov.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.